Hello, everyone. Welcome to our call. Tonight is Monday, March 2nd, and this is our monthly product education call from the Essentially Powerful team. My name is Christy Collins. I am one of the Essentially Powerful leadership team, and tonight we're going to be talking about natural skincare. And this is a really fun topic, and we've had a lot of people register for this call. It's obviously something that is resonating with a lot of people right now. And whether you're here on the call live with us tonight, as many of you are, or if you're listening to the recording sometime later down the road, we hope that this call really inspires you to take another look at your skincare routine and the products that are in your beauty cabinet right now, and maybe make a shift to some healthier ones, ones that are not only going to make you look good, but also really support your body and all of the systems that work to make your body healthy. So we do have to share with you that this call tonight is for educational purposes only. We are going to simply share what we have learned from our own personal experience, our own research, and this call is not in any way meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prescribe. So you, of course, as all of us do, really need to listen to your own body. If you have questions, of course, talking with your own healthcare practitioners around using these products and the oils for skincare. Tonight, what you're going to hear is that all of the oils and the products that we are going to be talking about are made by a company called Young Living. Why do we focus on Young Living? Well, because the products that we're talking about, whether they're single oils or blends or products that have been created with oils in them, all of the oils that have been used in Young Living products are genuine, therapeutic-grade essential oils. And this means that we can be confident of their quality. Some of the oils that you can find at other stores, even health food stores, they are not of this same quality. Some are diluted, some contain synthetics like chemicals or perfumes, and they're not necessarily the kinds of oils we want to be putting onto our skin. The personal care industry is not regulated, so a lot of times we have to kind of make a guess at what's in our personal care products. And in many beauty products out there are ingredients that are not safe to be putting onto our skin. So that's why we're focusing on Young Living products tonight. We know what's in them. We know that they're safe for our skin to be putting on our body. None of us on the Essentially Powerful team sells oils, but we do get ours from Young Living, directly from Young Living at wholesale, and we're happy to share with you how you can do the same after the call if you desire. So, Simone, are you on the call tonight?
I sure am.
Awesome. So tonight we have the privilege of hearing from Simone Vermette. She is one of our Essentially Powerful team leaders, and she has been doing research and interviews, and she's also amassed a great firsthand knowledge of these products by using them herself. And so she's going to be leading our call tonight. And Simone, I'm just going to let you take it away from here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am so happy to be leading this call tonight. For years, I suffered with really just dry, itchy, flaky, horrible skin in winter and summer, and have finally found a solution, and I'm happy to share what I've been doing with everyone and hopefully ease someone else's, you know, ashy, flaky, dry winter skin. Leanne, are you on?
Leanne, you might have to press *6 to unmute your line so we can hear you.
Yes, I am on. Thank you.
Hi, Leanne. So before I discovered Young Living, I will admit that I was the drugstore, use my extra bucks and my coupons, cheap, lotion-y products. And when I decided to spend a little bit more money, I traded up for the Global Save underwear store, makes a line of lotions, and also the lotion store. Can you just give us a little information on why those aren't such a great idea to use?
Yes, and I completely understand what you're talking about. I had a somewhat similar journey, and when I was pregnant with my twin girls, I started really looking at what I was putting in my body with what I ate, but it made sense to start looking at what I was putting on my body because the skin is our largest organ, and studies show we absorb 60% or more of the substances that we apply to its surface. So it's really important to think about what goes on us because it does go in us. So you mentioned some of these drugstore and other lines of beauty products. There have been many studies that have been done recently that have shown that the chemicals in a lot of these kind of conventional beauty products are associated with serious health concerns. The Environmental Working Group is a great organization. They found that on average, as women, we apply about 168 unique ingredients to our body every day. And I think that makes a lot of sense when you start thinking about what we're putting on with, you know, shampoos, moisturizers, you know, body sprays, all these things. Of those 168 unique ingredients, 34% of them have been associated with cancer. 45% are associated with reproductive and developmental toxicities, and 60% of them have endocrine-disrupting chemicals. Those are chemicals that can mimic estrogen. And these are scientific studies and data sets being compiled by third-party groups. So it's really important to be an informed consumer and know what you're buying and what you're putting on yourself.
So, Leanne, I was so excited that you were on the call, I completely forgot to introduce you. So, Leanne has a website called Live Clear, and you help people live, right, a healthier life, free of toxic chemicals, and help them choose between products, right, that are healthier and more natural. So, if I was going to look for a more natural product, what types of things would I be looking for?
So, I think what's important is to forget about the front of the box or forget about the label and what it says on the front. Don't take anything for face value. If it says natural, pure, clear, all of those things are unregulated, as Christy said earlier. It doesn't mean anything. You have to turn the box over and you have to read the ingredient list. There's about 10 to 15 sort of top 10 that you should be avoiding. And we can post those in this recording afterwards, but you want to look for things like parabens, phthalates, BHA, BHT, there's anything that says fragrance is a synthetic concoction of chemicals that have been linked to phthalates, which also can cause endocrine disruption. So, I mean, one rule of thumb is if you don't know what an ingredient is and you can't pronounce it, it's probably not a pure ingredient. But also just educating yourself on maybe the top 10 to avoid can go a long way.
Excellent. Now, what did you think when you saw the Young Living product?
You know, it's actually an interesting story. I was first introduced to Young Living through the skincare line, which is probably opposite as most people. I think most people get interested in oils, they discover Young Living, and then they learn about skincare. One of the services I offer through Live Clear is a beauty routine makeover. So I analyze the current products, I look at every ingredient, and then I make recommendations for products that may be healthier and better choices. And I had not been exposed to Young Living skincare before. I was so impressed by the quality of the ingredients used, but more importantly, I was impressed by the absence of some of these cheap, synthetic, harmful chemicals that are in many mainstream products that even claim to be natural. They weren't in there, and I immediately became a fan, and I trusted the skincare line so much based on the ingredients that I decided to try the essential oils because I thought a company that puts that type of attention into skincare has got to have very pure oils. So I came about it in a sort of different way, but absolutely the ingredients were impeccably clean, didn't use any of the ingredients to avoid. So it made it very easy, I think, to say you don't have to read every single label if you know that the products you're using, you can trust it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. You are such an awesome source of information, and I know that tonight I had promised that I was going to sit with some, like, dry winter skin, but I hope that you will join us on a call again in the future because I would love to ask you more questions. But I'll put you on the spot and ask you one more question. Do you have a favorite Young Living product for dry winter skin that you use?
You know, I like one of the things I like to do is layer. So I like using an oil when I come right out of the shower, and I find that locks in the moisture better than anything else I've done. So I would say that's probably one of my favorites is the shower oils.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So Leanne led in great to what I was going to talk about next, which was my after the shower body routine, or actually starting with going into the shower. Like I said, I used to always use sort of cheap drugstore shower gels, and I was itchy from the moment I got out of the shower, and I would apply moisturizer every couple of hours for the rest of the day trying to combat that itchiness. Well, now that I've fallen in love with Young Living's products, I discovered their line of shower gels. The Young Living shower gels come in 5 different scents. There's lavender, dragon thyme, which is a blend great for easing the discomfort before and during a woman's cycle. There's sensation, morning start, if you need a little help getting going in the morning. It has lemongrass and peppermint that really sort of wake you up. And evening peace, which has jasmine, sandalwood, and rosewood. So it's a nice calming one. So depending on whatever mood you're in, there's a shower gel to suit that. And it also comes in a plain shower gel base, so you can add your own blend of oils. So if you have an oil that you absolutely love, you can make your own Young Living shower gel with the plain base, which I absolutely love because I'm something of a DIYer. The best oil for dry skin, for those who want to make their own, are geranium, lavender, lemon, myrrh, patchouli, palmarosa, and ylang ylang. And I'm sure there are bunches more too, but those are just a few of the ones that came to mind first that are really good for dry skin. So just after I get in the shower, just what Leanne mentioned, the next thing I do is put on one of the Young Living massage oils while my skin is still wet. And we were talking about how your skin sort of absorbs things. My friend Danielle, who may be on the call tonight, she is an essentially powerful team member but also a former model and an esthetician, told me about layering. She also mentioned that when your skin is warm and damp, it absorbs 2 to 3 times more what it does when your skin is dry. So, again, super important to be putting on something all natural, but also to get that moisture in. When you're damp out of the shower, it's a great time to get moisture in. And I love to use the Young Living massage oils at that time. What the Young Living massage oils come in Cell Light, which has an awesome blend of the veggie oils, just like the V6, but it also has grapefruit to help with skin texture and condition. And I actually, probably about 10 minutes before this call started, used the Cell Light because after I got out of the shower, and I have to say my entire bedroom that I'm sitting in right now smells just so wonderfully of grapefruit. It's very uplifting and brightening, and so during the winter months when I'm sort of craving sunshine, I absolutely love the smell of the Cell Light. Dragon thyme again, which is the one for the achiness or crampiness during your cycle. Ortho Ease and Ortho Sport. These are great for anyone who's an athlete or works out, goes to the gym a lot. It's great for soothing muscles. Relaxation and sensation. And sensation, which you can find that sensation blend in the shower gel, in the massage oil, and also in the hand and body lotion. It's a combination of jasmine and rosewood, absolutely two of my favorites. And so I don't actually own jasmine oil, but I get to use a little bit every morning in my shower gel and in my lotion. So again, for the, you know, the do-it-yourselfer, if you want to make your own blend, you could get Young Living's V6 oil and add your own blend of oil. And what I like to do with the massage oil is I actually take it to wherever I'm getting a massage. And I love to get massages through Groupon, so I never pay full price for anything. So I've been to a bunch of different massage places wherever there's a Groupon, and I always ask if the massage therapist is open to using the oil that I brought with me. I've never had anyone turn me down. They always say yes. And it's like led to some really great conversations for anyone who's sharing oils. It's a great way to start a conversation about Young Living. Not that I'm too terribly chatty during a massage. It's usually the first couple of minutes I'll talk, and then I'm sort of unconscious. But it leads to some good conversation. So the moisture layering that we were talking about is that I don't just stop with putting the oil on. After the oil has absorbed in, which happens really quickly, I put on a second layer of moisture. And that's where the hand and body lotion comes in. It goes right on top. So Young Living makes several great hand and body lotions. There's Genesis, which is a blend of geranium, ylang ylang, lemon, and chamomile oils. It also has mango in it, and it has MSM. MSM is a type of sulfur which most American adults are deficient in. It's found in raw veggies, but even if you have an awesome raw veggie diet, you may not be getting enough MSM. It helps reduce inflammation. It helps cells to absorb other important elements. It can help with hair and nails and skin. So you'll see MSM listed in a fair amount of Young Living's beauty products. The hand body lotion also comes in lavender and my favorite, Sensation. Applying the lotion in an upward sort of brushing stroke sort of helps the cells and pores to open up and waken up, and then they take in even more moisture. So that's my morning after the shower routine, and I have found since I've started doing that with the two products, one right on top of the other, that I don't have to reapply lotion during the day. I look down at my legs. They're still the color they're supposed to be. They haven't turned flaky or ashy or itchy or scratchy. Those two products working together really help me stay moisturized all day long, which has been a wonderful thing because this has been a tough winter. One of the things I love to make at home is the lavender healing balm. I'll give you the quick idea of what the recipe is, and I think we'll also be posting this to the Facebook page just to make sure everyone has it, because I love this so much. Everyone should try making it at least once. You start by soaking a quarter cup of calendula flowers in a glass jar with a half cup of olive oil. And you set that mason jar on your kitchen windowsill for 2 to 3 weeks. And when the liquid turns this dark, dark yellow color, you drain the oil into a saucepan, add 1/8 cup of beeswax pellets, and stir gently over heat until the beeswax is all melted. When you take the mixture off the heat, you add 40 drops of lavender oil and then pour the balm into glass jars. And the balm will stay good for at least a year. I like to make a triple batch. I make it by the crock pot full. I get the calendula flowers and the beeswax from Amazon. And I've even done a party at home where a bunch of people get them together. We make a big batch in the crock pot. And then every person can ladle the basic mix into their own jar and then add their own lavender or their own other blend of oils. The lavender balm works so good that I was noticing as I was getting ready for this call, I have one next to my bed, one in the medicine cabinet, one in my son's room, one in my purse, one in my car. It's absolutely wonderful for scrapes, itchy spots, dry skin, chapped lips. I've even used it in my hair. I rub it into my fingernails. It's wonderful stuff. You can get very creative from the basic recipe. Sometimes I'll throw in a little shea butter or a little coconut oil, or sometimes I'll reduce the lavender a little bit and add in some other essential oils. So it's a very fun recipe to play with, and it's great for having some people over and everyone can take home some lavender balm. Another great ointment for healing skin is the animal sense ointment, which I know it's kind of funny because it's part of the pet care line, but it's actually good for people too. So pets, children, anyone with skin issues, it contains carrot seed, geranium, balsam fir, patchouli, rosehip, ylang ylang, and some other moisturizing ingredients. It's very similar to the rose ointment, and last summer had used some of the rose ointment on my knees, and I had these old scars from high school that literally after a week of using the ointment on my knees peeled up and dried off, and all of the old scar tissue just faded away. The ointment is super hydrating and soothing, and with this winter weather, my dog gets like itchy spots, and he sort of gnaws and chews on them. And as soon as I see him doing that, I'll rub the animal sense ointment on him, and he won't go after that area anymore, and it helps it heal up nicely. So good for dry skin on people and pets. Love the animal sense. Moving on to my facial routine. There is basically the four steps of cleaning your face is cleansing, exfoliating, toning, and moisturizing. And Young Living makes some wonderful products for that. For cleansing, there's the Gentle Foaming Cleanser, and there's also the Orange Blossom Facial Wash, which contains that same MSM sulfur powder. It has wolfberries, lemon, rosemary, chamomile, and lavender essential oils. It smells absolutely wonderful. As well, it also has some aloe and some other moisturizing things. Step two is exfoliating, which I use the Satin Facial Scrub a couple of times a week, not every day, but just what is as needed. And it's very good, very soft scrubbing beads. It's gentle, but it smells nice and pepperminty, so it's great to use in the morning because it's a good wake-up. And the exfoliation helps the remove that outer layer of skin so that the cells underneath can absorb more moisture. Step three is toning. Young Living makes a purifying toner as well as a cream mask, which I do once a week. They also make a beauty mask, which is kind of fun. It's like this big thing you peel off, you put on your face. You look a little bit like Jason from the horror movies, but it's kind of a fun one. And then step four is moisturizing, and some of the products for that are the Renewal Serum, the Wolfberry Eye Cream, the Light Moisturizer, the Sandalwood Moisture Cream, and Sheer Loam. There is a kit called the Art Skincare Kit, which contains the cleanser, toner, and the light moisturizer. I've actually started making my own toner. We did one last night at the Great Big Oil Workshop that we had in Reading, Mass. Last night. And I put 1 tablespoon of witch hazel. I like to use Thayer's unscented alcohol-free witch hazel with aloe. I put that in a 4-ounce bottle. Then I add 8 drops of citrus fresh, 2 drops of lemon, 2 drops of lavender, and 2 drops of frankincense. So 8 citrus fresh, 2 lavender, 2 frankincense. And then fill the rest of the bottle with water. And after I wash my face, I give the bottle a little shake, and I do 2 or 3 sprays over my face. It smells absolutely fantastic, and my skin just sort of drinks it in. A note of caution, I'm talking about using the citrus oils in the toner, but that it gets really heavily diluted. Citrus oils are photosensitive, so they should never be applied like neat to your skin and then go out in the sun. And anyone that's using oils, I always recommend that you get a oil desk reference because that will help you sort of know what some of the safety things are for oils. Once a week, I put on the cream mask before I go to bed, and then I wash it off in the morning. And it's really, really good for chapped lips, so I'll do just a tiny bit of the cream mask on my lips overnight, and then I wake up in the morning and the chapped lips are completely gone. I also like to rub a little bit of the cream mask into my fingernail beds, because my skin would get so dry that my fingernails used to crack and break all winter long, but the cream mask actually helps them keep nice and moisturized. So that same concept of moisture layering for the face, what I do is I layer a few different products, starting with the serum. So just after I do the toning, I'll put like just a tiny bit of the serum on the tips of my fingers and sort of tap on my fingers from the chin up to my forehead. And I never knew what this is called, but God bless Danielle. She told me it's called effleurage, and it helps the serum to penetrate into the layers of the skin. And then it only takes about 10 to 20 seconds for the serum to absorb into the skin. The next step is the Boswellia Wrinkle Cream, which contains MSM, geranium, myrrh, sandalwood, ylang ylang, and frankincense. And it just needs to go on the problem areas, which for most people tends to be forehead and cheeks. And the next layer I put on is the Sandalwood Moisture Cream, which is like really rich and creamy, but it doesn't make your skin feel greasy. It's got wolfberries and orange blossom and chamomile. It's absolutely my new favorite lotion. I confess that I don't just use it on my face. I will put it on my elbows and sometimes the soles of my feet. Just a little dab goes a really long way. So even with using it on parts of my body, it lasts for several months. And then just a tiny bit of Wolfberry Eye Cream around my eyes. I always thought eye cream was kind of silly, but I have learned that the skin around the eyes is more fragile and more prone to dryness and quicker to show age and fatigue. So If you do a lot of squinting or even just the movement of your eyes can hasten the appearance of lines and wrinkles, and that skin around the eyes is actually made up a little bit differently than the rest of your skin on your face, and so it actually does need its own cream. The oil from the seeds of the wolfberry contain a lot of vitamin E, and that's what's in that wolfberry eye cream, and it's considered regenerative and nourishing to the skin around the eyes. So that was my basic skin care routine. Finally, I just wanted to mention how I sort of made this transformation from bargain beauty products at the drugstore to the high-quality products, which was a bit of a leap because they are a little bit more expensive. But because the Young Living products are such amazing quality, I only have to use tiny dips of them. And unlike the cheaper products that I have to reapply and reapply all day long, and because the Young Living products work so well, I actually use them. There are plenty of products that I brought home from the drugstore that I threw out the jar, and it was still halfway full because it didn't work, it didn't feel right, it didn't smell right. So I was wasting money on products that I didn't actually ever use. My husband used to joke about we have a shelf in the linen closet he calls the graveyard because it's where my old beauty care products went to die. But the Young Living products I actually, you know, use on a daily basis, and they work and they feel wonderful. So no more wasting things on wasting money on things that don't actually work. And finally, Young Living has a program called Essential Rewards where you get flat rate shipping and you earn points to trade in for products. So some of my skincare products I've actually gotten for free because of the Essential Rewards program. So if some of these products seem like they might be helpful to you and to your skin, I just say get back to the person who invited you onto the call, and they can give you more information on how you can order from Young Living.
Wow. Simone, that was awesome. I was so
thank
much
you.
Great information. I was making a list of things I need to do because, you know, I love the face products, and I've been using them for several months now. I'm a little bit addicted to them, but the rest of me is so dry. And I'm listening to the call, and I'm like itching while I'm listening. So I was making my list of all the things I'm going to make to kind of layer myself out of itchiness. So I have not tried some of the massage oils. I think I'm going to make my own because I do have the V6. But thank you for that.
Yeah, if you could see my bedroom, I actually have all five of them lined up in a row. They are absolutely, I love all five of them dearly.
That is, actually, I do have the Cell Light, and you're right. I really like that one, and it smells great. I have to put a big shout out to the Genesis Hand and Body Lotion because I have not ever found anything, and I've tried. I have a graveyard full of moisturizers for my hands.
Oh, it's not just me.
Oh no, I just threw out my graveyard at like probably 3 weeks ago. I went through my whole medicine cabinet, just said I don't need any of you anymore, and I threw them all out, a whole waste basket full. The Genesis has been the only thing for me that has ever helped my hands not be dry, cracky, bleeding really awful during the winter. And part of it has been that I've been, you know, kind of working on clearing up my skin through using some of the other products. But sometimes it just gets dry. You go out without mittens in the Northeast for a few minutes and you come back in and you're just like a scaly, flaky beast. And the Genesis one for me is the one that in the winter really works well. So I so appreciate all of your information and the lovely way in which you share it. It makes it so easy for all of us and so fun, and I hope everyone has, like me, a little checklist of things they're going to either make or add to their next order and give a try. So I just want to appreciate you and also to Leanne for coming on the call and sharing all of her wisdom, too. As Simone said, if you're hearing about these products for the first time or you might have not been able to write fast enough, you know, to get down the recipe for the healing salve or some of the other things mentioned, please go back to the person who invited you to this call. We will go ahead and make sure they have those recipes, and they will be able to answer your questions, and they'll be able to talk through. This is, if you're new to Young Living, this is a big list of products, right, and a big list of oils. And so you might be wondering, oh, my gosh, where do I start? You know, it's like going into the drugstore and looking at the aisles and going, I don't know. But this is where somebody who's already using the products can be very helpful for you. They probably have their own experiences. they will be able to talk to you and just kind of figure out a prioritized wish list that will be custom to you. And they could also help show you how to get the products at wholesale, which in the end can make them comparable, if not cheaper, to a lot of the high-end products out there. So this was our March call, and in April, our call will be on Monday, April 6th. If you have health challenges that pop up when the pollen comes out and the trees start to bud and the flowers start to bloom, if you know anyone who has eyes that start to run and itch around April, if they start to sneeze, if their nose starts to get stuffy, this April call will be very helpful for you. We're going to help you put a plan in place to support your respiratory system this spring. So that's something to start thinking about, and these calls are open to anyone, not just people who are from our Essentially Powerful team, not just for people who are already Young Living members, but their calls are open to everyone. So feel free to invite, and the person who invited you to this call will be able to share the call information for April 6th with you as well. We hope you have a great night and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye, everybody.